Hello students, so now we are beginning towards chapter 6, that is logistic network design and e-commerce. Okay, so far we have agreed, we have aligned how things, you know, how logistic industry starts, then how e-commerce enter, then what are the different elements of e-commerce, like how the e-commerce things work through 3PL, then how 3PL business model work, how the inbound, outbound, the reverse logistics, how things work. So now, I'm sure you are working on this study material also, along with the your extra activities also you're doing, like as I said, you know. So here till now, we have covered our foundation. We have made our strong foundations, okay? Like, okay, theoretically, I know what is fulfillment center. Theoretically, no, I know what is last mile delivery. When it comes to fulfillment center, how the material comes from the vendor through inbound, how I delivered to my last mile deliveries through outbound, what are those reverse logistics, that steps, what we're taking in fulfillment centers, what are we as service we are providing, you know, that picking, packing, all the inventory management we are providing. So now you have mapped, right? I'm sure in your mind, you have set a map. Okay, now this is my e-commerce logistic and this is how the things are worked, right? Like one fulfillment center cater to different 50, 60 last mile deliveries within the cities. Okay, like let's say we are staying in Mumbai. So the Mumbai outskirt warehouses, normally you'll see into the Bhiwandi areas. So that Bhiwandi, one single big mother hub warehouse or fulfillment center warehouse cater to all Mumbai locations, like Navi Mumbai or all the Mumbai suburbs. Okay, same thing with Bangalore also. We can see the Bangalore students, the Nilmangala and all the industrial parks where we can see the largest warehouse. Whereas when it comes to the proper Bangalore city, the Koramangala, the HSR layout, you'll see the last mile deliveries. Okay, same thing with Delhi. Of course, we'll not leave Delhi students alone. So yes, yeah, Delhi is also, you can see outskirt of Gurgaon, you're going to see a bigger warehouses, bigger industrial parks. And same thing with the delivery, last mile deliveries comes in when it comes to South Delhi, New Old Delhi and the Delhi rest places. Okay, of course, these are the things that what we have worked. So what understood, like, you know, what you guys understood, like what is network? What is network design? It's a mapping, right? It's a mapping that how you moves your goods from point to point, point A to B, point B to C, point C to D, then reverse D to C, C to B, B to A, right? So this overall complicated routes, complicated multiple activities, you should have a prompt strong design. Okay, there play a network design role, and this is one of the very what you can say very upcoming vertical in logistic industry itself. Okay, like many of students you're working, most of them you're studying also, some of them most working, but in my experience now, last 15-16 years, logistic industries are very well set up. Okay, they have very well made their own foundations. Okay, in terms of network designs also they are very well, but now they, I mean, you have seen, right, in Amazon they are coming with the new quick commerce thing, Amazon Tez. Flipkart is also coming with the Flipkart Minutes. Okay, so do you think that the old network design will work for the quick commerce model also? No, right? They need the refresh framework for network design, right? So this is the area where industry want a new team, industry want a new freshers, industry want a new ideas. And if you study this chapter well, of course, I mean, every chapter is important, but if you enhance yourself in purely into the logistic network design, then I'm sure you'll crack the best opportunity in this industry so far. I mean, the all the top end top management level designations you will going to enjoy if you have a detailed knowledge in logistic network design. Okay, so yes, are you ready? We'll understand how the logistic network design in e-commerce. Okay, so logistic network design is the strategic process of structuring all the optimize all the elements in logistic network serving the backbone to the determine efficiency. Okay, so like as I say, you know, the global e-commerce sale expected almost $6.9 trillion by 2026. Okay, so and that, what do you think? Like as I said, year on year, day by day, your volumes, either it will be a saturated at certain period or volume will be growth. Volume will never go down. Of course, I mean, there's some rare to rare scenario like COVID pandemic happened, you know, even though COVID, I mean, of course, that effects were there for 2 to 3 months or 4 months. But what happened that, you know, things are growing very rightly. The volumes are e-commerce volume getting very rightly. And not only e-commerce, but quick commerce well introduced just because of COVID. Right, people realize that, you know, there are certain grocery items they need, they can manage very quickly, 10 minutes delivery. So overall volume will go year on year very rapidly. Okay, so we have to understand why importance of network design is very, very crucial. Okay, so what do you think, like why network design is more important? Any guess, any ideas, like why you want? Of course, the first and primary, I mean, any as an individual, whatever we are doing, why we are doing it, it's with the for one prime objective is cost. So if you want to do a cost efficiency, then you have to do a cost savings, then yes, your network should be very, very strong. Network should be very, very accurate. Of course, that impacts on your delivery, that impacts on your scalability, that's impact on your flexibility. So strong network design gives you better clarity, gives you better hold on the market. Like as we have worked, as we have studied, right? Like as a 3PL player, as a fulfillment service, I've given a good service to my vendor through inbound. I've given a good service to my last mile outbound. But just imagine my last mile network. I mean, you know, the last mile center to the end customer, the biker's network. The biker's network, you know, the routes are not very well mapped. The number of headcounts, the number of riders are not well organized to that map. What happened? Things has completely collapsed, right? So that's how the network design is very, 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 very important of the things, you know. So well-designed network is very critical. It's improve inventory utilizations. It improve enhance customer satisfaction, you know. So as you can say, the customer satisfaction, if let's say on a normal logistics, I am giving a good network, but when it comes to reverse logistics, my network is completely collapsed. What happened? I mean, the customer, obviously, they do a mouth publicity, they do a negative mouth publicity. So that's the thing, you know. So like you can take an example of Amazon logistic network is designed to place fulfillment center close to demand hotspot, allowing to deliver millions of products with 1 or 2 days. Okay, similarly, the Flipkart networks in India also strategically integrated regional hubs to last mile delivery station to serve tier 2 and tier 3 cities effectively. Okay, so here geographical locations are play a very, very vital role. I mean, if you can just take now here one thing I have to give you, prepare yourself, you know, you have to be here a very analytical approach. Okay, very strategical approach you have to imply. Okay, I mean, just giving you, I'm giving you an example. Okay, if you're living in one city, okay, some city cater two pin codes, some cities cover within a single pin code. So in your pin code, I mean, just take your example, just go back to your pin code. Is there is any geographical pockets which are you think, you know, there are pockets which is far away from the other area of the same pin code, but if And there is a pocket, a center, a pocket is there, which is available in the centrally of that, the entire geographical of that pin code. Of course, that you will select the center of all the pin codes, right? That's the reason shop rents are, the market rents are very expensive, you know. So if you cover the center, if you get a facility within the center of a city, within the heart of the city, that I can cover two different pin codes in a same time, in a same 1 hour or 2 hours delivery, I can do the same things. Even the same thing apply for 10 minutes or so. So that is the key role to identify a geographical locations, you know. So geographical location play a vital role in network designing. Okay. So yeah, we'll see are the key components of any e-commerce logistic networks. Okay. So first, customers order placement, then order processing, then the warehouse and fulfillment center selections, then picking, packing, and labeling, then return reverse logistic, then transportations mode selection, last mile delivery, and performance monitoring and optimizations. Okay. Now, I'm just take you back. You have seen the same flowchart when we are learning of the entire logistic e-commerce model. You know, the customer place order, then fulfillment center works, then you know these are the. So now our foundations are very strong. Now on the base of our foundation, we have to map the design, the actual networks. Okay, so that's how. Like let's say if my customer want to place order, what is the best friendly approach? Will be there, right? The online platform appearance should look very catchy, you know. The products look very catchy, so that's also part of our network designing. The order processing, how the order processing, then warehouse fulfillment center, how the warehouse fulfillment center selections. Like as I said, the Amazon itself, like you know, the 60% they do their own delivery, but 30-40% they prefer the 3PL partner. Okay, so that's how the mode of the network designing. Okay. So we'll understand first the key component of an e-commerce, that is the fulfillment centers. Okay, as we know, know the fulfillment centers are the large in scale. They inventory a store, picked and packed, and they ship the entire 3-4 inventory, picking, packing, all the activities happen in the fulfillment center. And fulfillment center is the mother of the entire operation, you know, the big some of companies that called mother hubs, you know. Why? I mean, mother is doing everything and they are catering to her children, you know. So same thing is the big warehouse is operating, that is a fulfillment center. So they collect the entire inventories, you know, they do inventory packing, labeling, and everything, and then delivery across the regions. Okay. So distribution centers and hub, distribution hubs are intermediate points between fulfillment centers and final destinations. So this consolidated the shipments to specific geographical zone and optimizing transport route. Now you can say some logistic model, they prefer their distribution centers and hubs between the fulfillment centers and last mile deliveries. Now we have seen, like you know, there are fulfillment centers which is the collecting center of the things. Okay, but there are some companies who believes in hubs as well. Okay, like let's say there is a city, like you know, where is the main fulfillment center is very very far away. Okay, so that it's very difficult to deliver each and every shipments to the last mile deliveries. Okay, so what we can do, we can do a hub model, whereas the partial quantity of the shipments that I can deliver in hub, and then hub will deliver into the last mile centers. Okay, so that's the overall framework of logistic network. Okay, of course the cross docking facilities. Now this is very interesting. What do you understand of cross docking facilities? I mean, I'll always give you the chance, you know, learn on this particular segment that is called cross docking facilities. Okay. So what do you think? What is cross docking facilities? So yeah, so cross docking facilities is There are some customers who don't prefer to store their goods, you know, within the this things warehouse. So they believe in the cross docking, you know. So in cross docking setup, goods move directly from inbound trucks to outbound trucks. I mean, let's say, how can I give you example? Yeah, the fresh foods, vegetables. Okay, what is that? I mean, they have a age liability. Okay, now fresh vegetables, foods, they will easily got in a bad condition. So I have to deliver within the time. So what they do? They deliver their products. Let's say the vegetable vendor deliver product on the night itself. Okay, let's say 6 to 7 p.m. is the inbound timing. Okay, so 6 to I mean almost 9 to 10 p.m. they deliver their goods. And within 2 to 3 hours, they, as a logistic partner, they release their goods for outbound. Okay, that is called the cross-docking facility. Don't take it on a word where is cross-docking means on one dock you are just using a two vehicle you're placing. No, that's even that also happen. But main thing is, you know, in cross-docking facilities, your warehouse act as a transit warehouse, because in that, goods are not stored for, let's say, 1 day, 2 day, 3 day, 1 month, 1 week. No, it is a transit warehouse. Goods coming in night, goods, all the fresh vegetables inbound coming in the night, and the same 3 to 4 hours after the segregations, it is going out for delivery. So that's called the cross-docking facilities. All the fresh and vegetables business model that works on the cross-docking facilities. Yeah, so urban micro fulfillment centers, these small automated facilities are located within the near cities. These are designed for rapid order processing. They are ideal for same day and quick commerce. So all the dark stores nowadays was delivered by Zepto and Blinkit. That comes under these urban micro fulfillment centers. Whereas in the dark store itself, I have some amount of quantities of groceries, okay, that I can immediately pack and deliver to the end customers. Okay, last mile delivery stations, as we discussed in our previous lecture also, these are the final nodes of the network before product reach customers, handling, sorting, and all the planning stuffs. Okay, so that's the things. And there are some reverse logistics centers also. Like as I said, in reverse logistics centers, whatever the return shipments that what we have to the so they collect in their centers and they return the process. They reverse the entire logistic process, like A to B, B to C, C to D, that they do the customer from D to C, C to B, and B to A. Okay, so that reverse logistic is also a essential part in network design. Okay, so like as I said, when you are applying network design, you have your mindset should be very strategical, very analytical, and very, very what you can say, a micro observer. Okay, so network design strategy can say a centralized network. Okay, so centralized network relies on a single or small number of large fulfillment centers, like we have discussed, the one FC catering to the entire last mile deliveries. Okay, so this one massive warehouse in central location like Delhi serving all of India. Okay, in order to process all the shipments, right? So do you think this is the favorable model? No, right? But of course, there are some advantages, there are some disadvantages there. Advantage, of course, the lower inventory cost, the economical scale, and simplify management. But yes, that is what disadvantage where we need to focus that longer delivery times to remote areas, higher shipping costs for long distance, and risk of total disruption if hub fails. Because this is purely depend on the end to the entire one facilities. And if one thing goes wrong, the entire network chain get disturbed. Okay, so for that we have working on the decentralized network. Okay, so what happen is decentralized network, like we have discussed earlier, like, you know, the FC is moving to hub. There's some grocery, so some inventories, some SKUs, they are moving to hub. The hub will deliver to the last mile deliveries. That we can consider as a decentralized network. Here, the multiple smaller fulfillment centers are distributed across region closer to customer. For example, retailer with warehouses in Mumbai, Bangalore, and Kolkata fulfill orders from the nearest location, ensure the rapid delivery. Okay, of course, it has a good advantages, that is fastest delivery, next day, same day, or the within the few working hours, lower local transportation cost and higher customer satisfaction. But yes, it disadvantage is the higher inventory cost, and the main thing is operation expenses are very huge, and rent, staff, this is something is the overhead cost which you cannot avoid, right? I mean, year on year, month on month, it is going to increase. So technically you cannot control on that, this kind of expenses which you have to take it on these things. Okay, so where we believe in this network designing strategies is hub and spoke model. Okay, so hub and spoke model, what is this? A central hub receives bulk shipments and redistributes them into the regional spoke for the final delivery. Similar to the airport system, a central facility sorts a large shipments and sends smaller batches to the regional stations. Like as we discussed, the fulfillment centers receive the bulk order, then the bulk shipments deliver into the respective small hubs, and the hubs will deliver to the last mile centers. Okay. Of course, that has an advantage: scalable growth, optimized long-haul transportation, and flexibility. Okay, the disadvantage is dependency on the central hub, coordinations, complication, and higher initial setup cost. So here, higher initial setup, because you need to set up a new different warehouses, the small hubs, even the small hubs, if you want to set, it create a number of infra. I mean, normal, let's say if you want to set up a 2 lakh 3 lakh square feet hub, it gives you cost. If you're adding cold room storage, it's almost 10 to 12 CR for that one particular setup, including the all electrical setup, the racking setup, the cold storage setup, the CCTV, the official setups. So this cost a lot, right? So this is the disadvantage of the things. Okay, so like we said, every business approach is always work on a hybrid solution, like we have discussed in our previous things also in 3PL, where it is like, the 3PL complete solution and the doorstop solutions, we find out one hybrid network. Okay, so we are working on any hybrid possibilities are there. So yes, on that network design also we worked on the strategies that can be worked as a hybrid network. Okay, this approach combines centralized storage for slow moving item with decentralized facilities for fast moving products. Like as we have discussed, so some of goods are very fast moving and some of goods are very slow moving. So accordingly that we cater. Okay, so strategic trade-off that, cost efficiency, reduce inventory holding cost for low demands and items, customer satisfactions is more important, scalability is there, and yes, challenges, the as I said, data analytics predicts which items belongs where. Okay, so like as I said, the network design, you should have the main core is your data, and you have to work on the data, and you have to put your strategical mindset and the analytical mindset on that. Yeah, so here we'll see a difference between network design strategies, which is urban versus rural network design. What do you think? I mean, any ideas that do you think that you guys can keep same mindset when you're designing setup on urban cities or rural network cities? No, right? For urban, of course, in when you're putting your warehouse in urban cities, you have all the ecosystems all around you. You get easily facilitated. You will get easily manpower, transportation, everything. So urban, the designing network in urban cities are very, very easy. But when it comes to rural, it's just very difficult to get manpower, very difficult to get the transportation. So there are a lot of ground challenges are there when it comes to rural network design. So the geographical presence, we have to consider that mindset. We have to consider ourselves while making the network. Okay, so first we'll see the urban network. Okay, of course, urban network contain the high population density and order volumes. Strategies utilize of micro fulfillment centers and multiple delivery stations. Your goal is very, very clear that, manage short delivery windows and traffic congestions. But yes, challenge is high real estate cost and strict city regulations. I mean, you've seen many challenges day by day. I mean, if I'm in the core Bangalore, like let's say core Mangala or JP Nagar or Indira Nagar, of course, the rent will be always on a sky high. Same thing in Mumbai and Delhi also, right? So challenges of high rent, real estate cost is always there. And some city regulations, after midnight, you have some restrictions on the door deliveries and something like that. So that has the challenge that what we have to consider. Yeah. So when it comes to rural network, you have to context is the lower population density and disappeared orders. Okay. So what will be your strategy? Your strategy on the reliance on fewer facilities connected by long-haul transport from regional hub. Okay. Your goal should be the cost-effective coverage without overall investment in infrastructures. And the challenge is the longer delivery times and high last mile transportation costs. Okay. So your strategy on the reliance on fewer facilities connected by long-haul transport. Okay. This means rural network is, you can say that the distance between the two delivery centers, the distance between fulfillment center and hub and last mile centers are very, very far. Okay. So of course, for that, you have to pay the extra delivery cost, extra transportation cost, everything is there. Okay. But again, you have to cover that pin codes as well. You can't focus on only on metro cities. You can't give delivery to tier two, tier three cities. Of course, they have a right to enjoy the e-commerce services. Okay, so for that mindset, you have to keep what is the urban network and rural network. There are two different mindset and two different analytical approach you have to use when it comes to rural network, because in rural network, you have very limited resources and you have the limited volumes as well. Okay. Whereas in the urban networks, you have, of course, n number of volumes and along with the n number of easily services as well. So that's how the rural network and urban networks the things. Of course, so there are some factors which is influencing network design. As I said, you have to approach different mindsets when it comes to the city part. You have to see whether the customer demand is fulfilled or not. You have to see whether the customer demand is prioritizing only on particular category. Let's say the clothing category, electrical categories. So that's how you have to do a study of your data through a data analytics. Okay, sustainability. Okay. Whether I can provide the sustainability solutions, because nowadays every company, every organizations are moving towards the sustainability solutions or more, how we can prioritize our eco-friendly network with electrical vehicles. I mean, a lot of you guys have seen there are a food chain which is called Domino's Pizza. You have seen, most of the bikers used electrical vehicles. Some of the bigger warehouses, they are using the solar panel on their roof to gain the solar electricities. Cost trade-off, of course, the balancing facilities, labor, transportation costs, and of course the regulations, government policies, the state policies, central policies. You have to manage the labor law. You have many times you have heard that logistic warehouses are facing challenges in terms of local manpower issues or something like that. So you have to balance the overall these four verticals, that is the customer demand, sustainability, cost trade-off, and regulations. Okay. So yes, as we are coming to our flowchart, that is the designing the network step by step. First, yes, what is our goals? Then we have to understand our goals. Like as I see, there are urban network, there are rural network. So we have to define our goal. What volume will be there? What kind of geographical locations are there? So these are the goals that what we have defined. Same thing with the data analyze also. the volume what we are getting, which category we are getting more volume, which pin code in the particular zone are getting more say order, at what time we are getting more order, let's say evening 7 to 9 p.m. we are getting more order, or morning we are getting more order, or weekend we are getting more order. So that the way you have to do analyze data in terms of when it comes to the network designing, map sites, like as I said, the plan capacity, the optimize, the integrate approach. Like, you know, so this is the main area where you have to play a vital role. Like, you know, use proper AI tools, proper simulations, where the all you can monitor the end-to-end solutions in that. Okay, so with the moving this, we'll move to our network designing part into AI. So as I say, AI is everywhere. AI, you know, nowadays when I woke up in the morning, I heard AI. When I go to sleep at night, I heard word AI. So AI is a buzzing word nowadays, and logistics also need the AI. Of course, nowadays industries are fastestly moving to the AI and predictive analytics, and almost everything, like, you know, when it comes to the IoT, like, you know, this what you call it, this GPS tracker, this kind of IoT, my thermal temperature, that is kind of IoT, the automations and robotic, the blockchain, as I told you in my previous lectures also, study blockchain, understand the blockchain patterns, okay, how things work on the blockchains, how things, you know, understand the data analysis. And I would always recommend you, along with this, you study data analytics course, you know, wherever you get, you know, there are many opportunities, but do your thorough practice on data analytics more, you know, because that gives you more clarity, what is your objective, what is your goal, and what you have to achieve. Okay, so that's how the things work. So yes, along with this, we'll understand one of the case studies in Flipkart. Okay, so Flipkart, of course, I mean, Amazon is a gigantic player all over the world, but when it comes to India, Flipkart is one of the pioneer, and Flipkart is really done well. I mean, almost 60 to 70% area is covering by Flipkart. Okay, so they strategically place warehouse near tier 2, tier 3 cities to reach growing customer bases. Okay, so what happened is, you know, I mean, when we start our career in e-commerce, you know, especially the e-commerce rise, you know, from 2014 onwards. Okay, so 2015, the first objective of any e-commerce, that what I personally seen is, you know, developing more and more warehouses near tier 2, tier 3 cities. Okay, because that gives a break-even position. Of course, I mean, at that time, everything was nothing was unprofitable, but year on year, long term view, now that gives a more beneficiary. Now, even though Flipkart wants to convert their quick commerce, that is called Flipkart Minutes, this tier 2, tier 3 cities strategic locations helps a lot. Okay, significant investment in last mile delivery, the infrastructures they are moving, the reverse logistics allow them to offer fast and reliable and cost effective delivery across models. So day by day, every companies are moving. I mean, I start my career in 2015 in logistics. Okay, so from 2015 to 2026, I have seen a multiple drastic change. You know, year on year, the industry has scaled. It is beyond. I mean, I still remember when on very initial stage, I don't know whether you guys are aware or not, but when in very initial stage, there was cash on delivery was not applicable for any online platform. So then a customer raised their voice, and then cash on delivery has been started, you know. Even some of sites are not providing the replacements as well. You know, they can just easily nowadays wallet system has started. So day by day, the year on year, how we'll, you know, it's a continuous process. Whatever you take experience, whatever you take feedback from the customer, you have to improve yourself as an organization, as an individual. And that's the beauty of any industry. And believe me, guys, logistic industry we have seen, I mean, before my generation, they have seen a basic transportation logistics. Now, from last 11 years, I've been enjoyed for, you know, from a traditional logistics to the e-commerce logistics. Now you guys are going more into the e-commerce logistics to, of course, quick commerce, and absolutely into will be AI driven. Who knows? I mean, the next 10 to 15 years, we might get a number of drone all around our home, and you know, they can deliver through our window. So instead of door delivery, you never know, might window deliveries also can work. So that's really interesting. And to be honest, I mean, of course, every industry is they are doing their best. But when it comes to logistics, see, it's a service industry. So when it comes to service, you have to upgrade yourself day to day. Okay. And last 10 years, what I've seen, the immigrant almost massive changes, and that is fantabulous. And this industry will grow rapidly. But yes, AI will play a vital role in this. All the repetitive jobs, I mean, all the repetitive process will convert into the AI. So don't be take a burden of this AI transformation. Learn all the AI tools, learn the generative AI. You know, AI will act as a co-pilot of yourself. Okay, it's not AI is not to replace you, but it just to give you a co-pilot, just to give you a co-assistant. Just remember, anything like artificial intelligence is only give you the data which you require. The execution, the leadership, the decision making, this all depend on all the individuals. So nothing to worry. Don't take any hesitations to learn AI. But yes, you have to learn AI. You have to adapt yourself, because we never know, next 10, 15 years will lead by AI. Okay. So yes, we'll conclude our today's session. I hope today's session we have covered very well. So logistic network design is the foundation success of any e-commerce operations, and it determined gives you the clear goal, clear gives you the clear picture how to we have to, what we have to achieve in the delivery speeds and whatever things, you know. So with the help of this AI, day by day, we are working on these things, and we invest in small data-driven networks and this overall network procedures. Okay, so yes, learn the things. I request you learn other internet things as well, how things happen in network designing, what kind of modes are using, what kind of tools nowadays there are multiple tools are coming, especially in network designing. Not they are not just depending on AutoCAD. AutoCAD is very far. What are the number of tools that they are advancing to network designing? You understand, you study them, you know, that gives you more ahead of the curve for yourself. Okay, so along with this study material, you should be engaged with the practical approach, you know. So rather than I mean, of course, theoretical approach should be necessary, but you have to be you keep yourself analytical approach, and like I said, you engage with the actual players, you know, the door delivery, the guy who's coming at your door, talk to them, believe with them. I mean, as I still remember, you know, when the 2015 was there, you know, we themselves, we ourselves in peak season, you know, Diwali and Dashera, we delivered goods, you know, by myself, you know. Just, so then I realized, you know, what a pain of a delivery guy, and what a pain that he's facing. You know, it's for us, it's very easy to put data in Excel and instruct a demand to execute the things. But you should know, you should understand, you know, a logistic network design should understand what the ground reality is there, what a biker is facing the issues. So for that note, yes, network designing is very, very important. Thank you. Thank you.